want to know what it is, guys? We're not talented? That's right, we're not talented.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a professional peeping Tom, look in the window, it's Alexis Thompson.
What's that?
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Tom McClain.
Good morning.
Good morning to you on this Monday, December 5th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to a new week. Welcome to Bathtub Party Day. Welcome to Day of the Ninja Day. Welcome to International Volunteer Day. Welcome to National Blue Jeans Day. Welcome to Communicate with Your Kids Day. Or if you're Alexis, talk about parallelograms with your kid. Welcome to Commute with Your Baby Day. Welcome to Repeal Day. Welcome to Walt Disney Day. Ooh. Welcome to World Soil Day, as in soil, not soil yourself. And welcome to your very first sip, I know. Sorry, Lex, of delicious coffee.
We are so excited to be partnering with the St. Paul Hotel. It's a wonderful
We are very excited.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
Interesting.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee? How the hell's your coffee?
It's Monday,
your cup
of coffee? No,
it is Monday, right. It's all right. It's Dawn's last week with us. It's Monday. Who cares, right? Who cares?
Yeah.
Lex, how's your coffee?
I actually forgot mine, so I'm going to be searching for some in one of the breaks. I know.
Should we just not do a show today?
And you know what's funny? I usually think about it, right, when I'm getting ready, like, ooh, I get to pour myself some coffee. And I didn't even think about it until I started walking into the building, like, something's missing.
Oh, Lulu.
Yeah, it's all good. I'll drink some hot water for now.
Oh, gosh. Wow, Oliver, would you like some porridge with that?
I think there's tea bags in the sales room down there if you want to. Yeah, there's coffee, too, eventually.
It has to be a special tea for me at this point. Otherwise, tea equals sleepy time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dawn, how's your sleepy time tea?
Well, it's really the only thing that's gone well this morning.
Oh my goodness, you two!
It's fine. Hey, you know what?
What's wrong? Okay.
The universe is fighting against me. Kenny couldn't connect, and then I couldn't get into our email system, and now apparently you guys can't get on the
StreamYard thing.
I don't know why. It'll all work itself out within the next 15 minutes. That's what's great about
it's fine. And it's just radio. We're not Lex isn't conducting brain surgery on anyone that I know of.
We're not at the United Nations. I mean,
no, I mean, seriously, we're not conducting trade relations with China. We're fine. Yeah. We all just need
Everything's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, and we just need a fragrant Mariah Carey moment. I need a fragrant moment.
Tea's good. How's coffee?
Oh, coffee's rolling. Where the hell? Where is it? The hell did I put it? Oh, there it is.
Uh-oh.
That almost went sour, too. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Hold on a minute. Yeah, it's real good today. Real good.
Yeah.
It's, I guess out of the three of us...
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the my morning knock on Formica is going pretty well.
Wonderful.
And my morning could have gone the other way because remember I'm Macaulay Culkin-ing in it. I'm home alone. I've been by myself all weekend. So the fact that I didn't set the kitchen on fire or the dogs haven't run away. The fact that everything is still standing after, this will be the third day of being by myself is pretty amazing. I was able to get up a few minutes early because I had to tend to the dogs, which I normally don't have to do. And I'm kind of running on clockwork.
No, I love that.
I know.
We thought about bringing the Christmas stuff down from the attic.
Oh, girl, that's a whole other, yes.
Then we decided not to. So, one of us did. But it looks. You got the stags out,
girl.
Santa's up there, right? We got what else?
I wrote on our sheet. I decorated my ass off this weekend. I'll tell you about it with some delightful in-store Kmart Christmas music. I gotta bug up my butt. Colin did an improv. I was so proud of him. He never does stuff like this. His mom, or you know, was going to be down in Florida for a week on the Gulf side. And I got in the car for dinner on Thursday. And he goes, I think I'm going to go with her. And I said, good, go, have fun.
Yeah, so he left. Week, or is he?
No, he's back. I think tonight he comes back tonight.
Okay.
But he left. So I was alone on Saturday, Sunday, and then I'm alone all day today. So I woke up on Saturday. I took him to the airport, and I got back home, and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be polyproductive. I'm going to do stuff that we never do because we're playing pool tabs or we're going to Disney or something. So I started decorating. And I didn't stop decorating until last night at 7 o'clock.
Dang.
The house, all Colin has to do is hang some lights because there's a string of lights that I hate doing over our window. That's the only thing I left for him to do. But the stags are up. The tree is up.
Wow. And he's good with that, huh?
What? That
just,
I do it?
Yeah, just doing it solo and he'll come home to a decorating wonderland.
He is delighted. He couldn't be more excited that I've done it all.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because he wasn't really in the mood this year.
Yeah.
He was not really feeling it, which then I was on the fence, so pushed me right over the edge to not wanting to do it. But I did it, and I'm so glad that I did. The house, you can see a little bit of it on my Instagram if you follow me or on my Facebook stories. The tree's decorated. The only thing, there was a casualty. There was a casualty. One of my stag's antlers broke in the off season. I had
E6000. Oh yeah.
What?
Okay. E6000 is a great epoxy you could use. But if you've already super glued it, that's probably the answer.
E6000?
Yes. We've used it many times together, Jason.
We have?
Yeah.
Oh, for crafting. For crafting segments.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, it's been years now, but still.
What makes the E6000 so good?
Oh, it's just this great, strong epoxy.
Okay.
It's already mixed. You don't have to do a two-part mix or anything. You just squeeze it out and let it dry. And it is.
Okay.
Cement.
Oh, good, because the glue that I'm using doesn't seem real sturdy. And this poor stag, this is like a third time he's lost his antler.
Oh,
so
no.
Maybe I need the...
Is he glass, metal?
E6000. He's like a hard plastic, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that will work perfectly, yeah.
Yeah, I need to get that. But no, so it's
just
all
get a little tube.
I'm excited. It's done. Again, sans that one string of lights. And I couldn't be more excited.
A winter wonderland. That's amazing.
Yeah. And you went to, speaking of Christmas, did you go to Junk Bonanza this weekend?
I went to their first ever Christmas Junk Bonanza. It was Friday and Saturday. And it's right at Canterbury Park. Now, if you're used to going to Junk Bonanza, there's that room right when you come in on the left that's like a bigger, like a conference room kind of, well, it's not really a conference room, but it's just this
like
bigger
ballroom?
Open ballroom. Yeah. And then on the right, there's kind of a little tunnel that walks down into other bigger rooms. So for this Christmas Junk Bonanza, they just had the room on the left with vendors.
Oh, okay.
So it was a little smaller than maybe what you're used to if you're used to going in Junk Bonanza. But of course, Junk Bonanza is gigantic.
Yeah.
And this is their first year. And there were a lot of great, you know, I like vintage Christmas. So a lot of great vintage Christmas vendors. I had a Bloody Mary walking around. It was very nice.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Look at you,
it was
Mama.
A snack in there and everything. Well, my friend was driving. So I was like, yes, thank you.
Yes.
And then, you know, lots of Minnesota makers and you know, like snacks and things you can get, candy and, you know, popcorn and all of those type of things. But I did get, and once we get on our StreamYard, you'll see, Dawn can see it, but a new Christmas vest.
Oh, yes.
I'm wearing it right now.
Oh, I see
Christmas
that.
Vest.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And, this is, I mean, you look like a school teacher. It's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that. Yes, I look like a school teacher. And then my snowmen have like animal print hats on.
Mm.
So I feel like this was the best $15 I spent there.
Ho, ho, ho. Look at you.
Yes. I, of course, found some other little goodies as well. But hey, if you're thinking about, getting ready for next year's Christmas, they'll probably do it again. It was really fun and good to see a lot of my talkers there. So, oh, yeah. Hey, girl, hey. Awesome. I also ran into Patrick, you know, the laundry guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was just on my show and changed lives.
Oh.
He had so many tricks, and he taught us. Even my mom, who's a laundry maven, learned lessons. It was a big segment.
Me too. Maybe we should just save that one for a all the tips, because
let's do that.
He has changed the way I'm doing laundry now.
Yep. Me too.
In one conversation.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back, because when we come back, also, I tried, you're going to hear me talk about it all month, the 12 cocktails of Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That about killed me.
Georgia.
The laundry guy is one of those guests that, you know, as they're speaking, he's helping people, even in the not goofy, but kind of pedestrian way of just doing your laundry.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn.
Welcome back, everybody. I ran into the laundry guy last week, and so did Lex. You ran into him this weekend. So
yeah, Junk Bonanza. I didn't realize he also had a store at Mall of America.
Yes.
Oh, what's it called?
That's what he said. Oh, I didn't. I haven't been, so I didn't know. But what's the store called, Jace? Have you?
Give me 2 seconds. Laundry Camp, I believe.
Laundry Camp. Okay.
Laundry Evangelist. Laundry Evangelist.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, I had a question because... One thing, now being a mom, I use Dreft laundry detergent that's made for children or kids. And I...
Oh, I'm sorry. Mona Williams.
Mona Williams. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
He also... There was a maker there named Teresa. She had these beautiful egg Santa ornaments that she painted. Beautiful. That's the only place you can get them is at his store at Mall of America also. But anyway, I love Dreft, the children's laundry detergent. The smell is just amazing. So I've decided now that I wash all of our clothes in that as well. And my husband has kind of been like, what are you doing? Because it's a lot more expensive, but I do love the smell. And so also because it's made for a kid, well, be okay for adults to use, you know, is it strong enough or whatever, or would it be okay? So that was my first question to him, and he said of all of the detergents that's out there, he would buy Dreft as well. So I felt really good about that, but he also said don't use what they recommend, you know. Like there's like on the little cup that comes with it, there's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yep.
He said only use for your biggest load 2 tablespoons of laundry detergent.
Yep.
So I've been way overusing laundry detergent.
Yep.
And so, you know, in the end, that's, you can just start, yeah, using less. And if you had the same question, it's okay to use Dreft on adult clothes. He supports that. And then I also bought some of his flakes too, because I thought, you know what, I'm going to try this as well. So that you just use like a pinch. And then he said, the biggest takeaway for me,
I wonder if you're going to say the same thing.
If I use dryer sheets.
Yep.
And I said, yeah. And he's like, I know, especially knowing that you have a child. Not good. He said that people use those, and I've noticed this, that people use them to like repel mice or rodents or any kind of pest. And he's like, why would you put that on your body? They're banned in other countries. And I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, those went immediately after I met him. He said the best thing to use are dryer balls, which I actually had a couple because my friend Sam makes them. She felts them. And they've just been sitting in my cabinet. So,
did you pull them
out?
There
you go. I pulled out those balls.
Of course you did.
Well, what is inside of a dryer ball? I've never.
It's just
what
wool. It's felted wool.
Oh,
that's
okay.
All it is. And so it just kind of gives that agitation that it needs to kind of get things dry throughout.
Okay.
And it does add some softness. And then he also said, if you use my flakes that are unscented, you can add some essential oils to your balls in the dryer. And Dreft has like lavender and chamomile and some other things, but try. So I'm going to try that too.
Dawn, it's an agitator. It's basically our show to be Arthur.
Yeah.
We're the agitator. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, the other.
So what did you? Yeah, what were your takeaways?
Oh, the one I thought you might say too, that the studio audience. I look at them with guests like this, you know, Dawn included. If Dawn has audio, I always like to look at the scary audio or Christopher.
I like to look at people and go, what's
their
reaction?
Look at their face. Yeah. Or like the gadget guy was on recently and their faces when he comes up with a gadget that I know everyone's going to love or whatever. Well, he said, he goes, who uses bleach? Who does the tried and true, you know, you add bleach? And a couple, you know, well, a lot of the people raise their hand. He goes, no. It's almost like like a training a dog. No. He's like, no. He goes, because here's what you're doing. He said, white is a color. So why, you know, back in the day, they used to use, what did he say? Like blue ink. Back, like way in the day, they would use blue ink to create the white. They would bleach and then put the blue ink in to recreate the white. He was like, white is a color.
Okay.
It's not just, it's not the natural state of the fabric. It is a color.
Yeah.
So what you're doing when you're putting the bleach, he goes, there's various reasons why it's bad. He goes, but stop adding bleach. Just good old normal generic, stop adding bleach to your laundry.
He was selling his own style of bleach.
Well, it's probably, yes, it's oxygen bleach.
Oh.
And that was the, that is a trick. Dar, my mom texted me during, she says, you get that bag from him. Because my mom is obsessed with laundry. You get that bag from him. He uses oxygen bleach for so many of the tips. He had like the segment that he did. It's on the Jason Show Facebook page, everybody. You will, we had six things lined up, like stains that happen usually around the holidays, like chocolate, how to get rid of chocolate, how to get rid of sap, you know, from your tree.
Yeah.
And a lot of the, and then I threw one out there, like a couch. Like, what if you get, because we recently trimmed Dex's nails and he had a little blood on my mother-in-law's couch. And he said, well, use oxygen bleach. And he said, the biggest mistake people do is when you're cleaning a stain up, like on a couch, people do not rinse it. He's like, when you do anything else, you rinse it. You're washing your hair. Yeah. You rinse the soap out.
Yep.
He goes, that's why there's that ring of stain around. Even if you clean it, it's still a discoloration. He goes, you always need
You're just diluting it. That's it.
Yeah, you always need to take water and rinse it. Even with, you know, with oxygen bleach and you can get oxygen bleach crystals at like Walmart and Target.
Yeah.
But he said you should have that in your laundry room, a bottle of 50-50 vinegar and water, vodka and water for scents like campfire smells, a bottle of that, yes, and rubbing alcohol and dish soap and a horse hair brush.
Wow.
Yo, I don't have time for this.
My goal is to switch over to his detergent.
Dog. Yeah. I don't have time for no damn horse hair brush. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. That laundry segment got Twitter activated. Barefoot Contessa on Twitter writes to Alexis, I want to be agitated by Alexis's laundry wool balls. Yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Megan Lane.
They're handmade.
They're handmade wool balls. Platinum My Talker, Megan Lane, I've been using dryer balls for several years.
Awesome.
Per the laundry guy, you can also use a balled up sheet of aluminum foil to help with static.
What?
Who knew
that? Wow, fun fact.
I know. Anyway, yeah, he was a heapin' helpin' of hospitality and laundry helpfulness. Patrick, and he's very sweet. And he has a show on Discovery Plus. I meant to say, too.
Yes.
You can watch his show right now. And, you know, we're proud. He's a Minnesotan. So for all those reasons, check out his show. All of these tips are on there. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk. And later on our My Talk app. Go ahead and download that podcast while you're at it. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. It is Dawn's last week with us. 5 more days and then she'll be able to sleep in. You know, I haven't.
Yeah.
I I mean, we'll do Best of Dawn coming up in the third hour, but how does that, I mean, we talked with you a little bit after the announcement was made, but it did strike me this morning. Are you prepared to be able to sleep in?
No, I've been waking up for 22 years to do mornings since I was 25 years old or whatever. Yeah.
And we always say we're recovering night owls, so you can really go back to night owl status, Dawn.
Yeah, I hope a lot of positive things that will. So my plan is to go work out in the morning.
No.
You know, because that's when I prefer to work out.
Yeah.
For me, it's just like to get to the gym after I take my nap at 3:30, especially in the winter.
Ooh, that's
and to
rough.
Get up and go, here I trudge out into the world again. That's difficult.
Yeah.
If I do it first thing in the morning, I feel like it sets my day off in a good direction. And, you know, I mean, could I go in at 3 a.m. where I go to my 24-hour gym? Sure. But come on,
do you want
people.
To?
Who has time for that?
I don't have time for laundry.
No way.
Some days I can barely get out of the house on time. So, And, you know, just or at least be able to just take time in the morning to, I don't know, read some poetry. Who knows? I don't know what I'm going to do. I've never been
since I
was 20, you know, ish.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not quite sure what to do with myself. Staying up late will not be a problem.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, I mean, I'm up until 11. Sometimes if I can't fall asleep, I'm like, oh, well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
Oh. Well, I can't even imagine what it would be like. It'll take a little while, probably. I mean, to deprogram you after all those years.
Yeah. I have a lot of weird mixed feelings.
About sleeping in?
No, just in general. I'm really happy to start the show, but I'm also going to miss you guys terribly. And so
we'll be right down the hall.
I know.
Yeah, this is why Alexis it feels. This is why it feels like semi okay because I know, you know.
You'll still be here when I'm coming
here,
in.
You're here. Yeah. Right. So,
but Jason.
Well, five. Well, but I'll pop in. I'll pop in on the camera. Or I'll call in, or you know, Colleen, that time slot is the. I've said this to Alexis before. That show. Which makes me smile because, again, Lex and I were there.
Yeah.
We have an affection for that time slot. That's the easiest one for me to listen to. That and sometimes Low J in the summer heading to the cabin. So, no, I'll be around. So.
Oh, good.
Well, on Friday before Colin left, and this is some extra love for one of our partners, Red Rabbit. And Red Cow, but Red Rabbit specifically. Girl, I don't know if you saw my Insta a couple days ago, but they have this thing called the 12 Cocktails of Christmas. Stephanie March wrote about it in MSP Mag, and it's from Red Rabbit. And Lex, it's like an advent calendar, but with booze. And
yes.
So there's a new drink.
They're not getting too funky funk, right?
No. Okay, see, Lex, that's why I wanted to mention this. Because you know, it's not too funky funk. What they did, and when I say they, I mean Ian, who is there, and he doesn't get enough credit. I mean, all the fancy places, all of their mixologists get all this love. Ian is so damn good. Anyway, so I'll go through some of them quickly, and it answers your question that no, he's not getting too fancy fancy. He's taking classics. And either putting a small twist on it or just making them homemade with no mixes, which, for instance, the one that's available right now is the Tom and Jerry. Minnesotans love a Tom and Jerry. So it's made with homemade batter, brandy, rum, steamed milk, and nutmeg. And it is hot. It is so good. I am not a Tom and Jerry fan, and I really enjoyed this. And again, he makes the batter himself.
Wow.
He batches it. They had a Cadillac margarita, and on the top of it is this little smoke bubble. This machine They bring it to your table. Now, this gets a little fancy fans, Lex, but it's just cool. There's a little
smoke.
Well,
if it's a science project, I'm all for
it.
Oh,
fun.
Well, I'm talking about funky funk flavors where you're
like,
ooh.
No. This is just a great margarita, and the smoke inside the bubble is a grapefruit smoke.
Weird.
Yeah, so it's like a giant bubble. They come to your table with this little gun thing, and they create this smoke bubble that sits on top of the drink, and when it pops, it's a grapefruit smoke.
Wow.
Lex, it's so cool. It was pretty awesome.
It's more of like, that's more for aroma versus...
And flavor. And oh, it adds does. A little, yeah, okay. It adds a little makes flavor. Lex, I put Stephanie March's article in the talk back there, the link there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you can,
and you
see,
can see some of the pictures. I'm not going to go through all of them, but December 11th is an old fashioned grasshopper, but not made with ice cream. So this is brandy, cream de menthe, cream de coco, and a little bit of fresh cream with an edible grasshopper on top of the drink. Anyway, it's just real good. I thoroughly enjoyed this. You can see it's on my post, too.
Oh, real grass? I was thinking just an edible chocolate grasshopper.
No, it's like a little plate, like a little coaster that sits on it.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. But you can see some of them on my Instagram, too. It's one of my more recent posts. But hats off to my family over there.
Ooh,
they did
the barrel-aged Manhattan on the 20th.
Okay.
I
don't know why I skipped that one, knowing that you're a brown liquor girl.
Oh,
but
man,
I,
that looks good.
Oh, Lex. And
that
can,
big
and
ice
you,
cube in it. Mm.
Well, and you know me. I am not a brown liquor girl.
Right. That's true.
This was the first Manhattan I've ever liked. I could have finished that.
Nice.
And my dad drank Manhattans his entire life. I did not like them. I enjoyed this one. Yeah, that's December 20th. But anyway, 12 days. Every other day is a new drink. I saw some My Talkers there trying to. They saw all the drinks lined up, and they were trying to sneak a little sip. I was like, you can have them when I'm done, because I'm not drinking all these, for heaven's sake. Good Lord,
yeah,
I would be under the
table.
Luckily,
you can walk home.
Yeah, literally, I walked home. So anyway,
I stumbled
home.
You,
so
you could get on our little ride, our little scooter thing.
A little scooter, yeah. Even in the winter,
maybe.
That would be.
Right. Well, wait a minute, hold on. Yeah. Never mind. Strike that. Reverse it.
We need a hoverboard. Is what we need.
Yeah.
Or
like a drone capsule that can just you can put in your, and then you just sit in the capsule and it just floats you over.
God, then I'd be one of Kenny's traffic reports.
What about the Crowbar Hotel?
The Crowbar Hotel had me laughing, Kenny, I swear.
Drone drops, man.
Yeah. When we come back, I can't wait to hear this. Amy Robach moves out, and she didn't call AAA Movers. She did not call AAA. Lex will have that story when we come back. It's a Wonderful Life, live radio play to benefit Spare Key. Get your tickets right now. Catch a special performance on Friday, December 16th in person, or hear it aired live right here at My Talk at 7 p.m. presented by Highway Credit Union. Book your seats now online at stpaulhotel.com. And Lex, you're going to be there for one of them, right?
I am going to be there on the 16th. I'll be introducing the show and in intermission. And I will have a role in it as well.
Yay!
Seriously?
Oh my gosh! See, that's a reason to get tickets right there. What date?
The 16th.
Okay.
It's a Friday night.
Lex, that's Hotel. So fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. I don't know if I should say or not.
Yeah, don't. Let it be a surprise.
I'll just keep it,
entice people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So go get these tickets and go support Lex that day. So welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. We've been following the GMA anchor saga, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. And Amy moved out?
She moved out of that New York City apartment that her and Andrew Hsu finally sold.
Oh.
And she didn't do it quietly. And I don't know if this is just to rub it in or if it's just the moving company that she picked. But It is this.
It's called Bitches Be Leaving. Moving.com.
Moving on up. Peace. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. So, of course, the story broke, and we're all talking about it. Well, Friday was actual move out day. And so she had scheduled that, like, well before anything had broke. But you'd think that maybe she'd want to just, like, quietly pack her stuff or have the movers come and just in like a white van, you know, nondescript, right?
Yeah.
She hired a van that's sitting outside the apartment. It is bright, hot pink, like a My Talk pink.
Seriously?
Bright. All
I'm moving,
everybody. And you know what would have been brilliant? I don't know if this company, this is just their normal colors probably, but regardless, they parked it right in the front. You know, I don't know if there's like a service area in the back or whatever, but nope, they're right there taking all the pictures of this bright. And then the movers have bright purple hoodies on with hot pink writing, the numbers in white. It's called Piece of Cake Moving and Storage. In case you want to be moving in New York City, it is bright. And she was like,
how much
I'm
it
out.
Costs.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably super expensive in New York City. Ah!
Yeah. Let's see.
You probably have to get a permit to just park in front of the, you know, the thing. Yeah. Whatever brownstone they're in or whatever.
Yeah, probably.
I just love that she is not being. There is no subtlety to this.
No.
So they have it. They're doing it. They got a divorce. The story breaks. And the next day, when I thought there's no way they're going to be on the show, they were on the show laughing about it. Like, they do not care. Now
laughing.
She's moving. Now she's moving with some hot pink movers.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is tacky or the smartest thing ever. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, people are going to think what they think, but you don't have to embrace the shame, I guess.
Oh,
no.
I guess not. Yes.
Well, you know, I guess apparently, and with both of them, their marriages had broken down years ago. And then they just finally, and they just had so many problems over the years that they just finally broke up. But this might have just been what happened.
I think I kind of love it. I really do.
Forward.
I do kind of think I love it. Because they just, I watched that clip of that first show the next day. When they opened the show, their little cold open. Girl, they were smiling. There was not an ounce of embarrassment or shame on either. They looked like they had just had sex, like just a few seconds before the show ran.
Yeah. And at one point at the end, TJ says, well, you know, it's not too bad. It's Friday. And they kind of looked at each other, making fun of the great week that they had.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were really relieved. It was finally out there.
They give zero Fs.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, you know, if you're ABC, right? You're caring about ratings. We all wanted to see what would happen and tuned in to see if we saw, you know, like a little like googly eye happening or, you know, a little lick of the lips or a little booty tap.
A little lick of the lips?
What?
Did you
on
just
TV?
Say a little lick of the lips?
Like
Al
Cool J, just like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, get that Cool J lip lick it out.
That's right.
Yeah, baby.
Cool it on up.
Yeah, or like a little glance. You know what I'm saying? Like a little, like,
I know
ooh,
what
like
you're
a
saying.
Little eyebrow lift, like a, you know, ooh. Hot, sweet honey.
I just thought it would be funny if they just had put their chairs closer together because you can fit like six people in between them.
Yeah,
the way
that's
it goes
true.
Down, like get closer to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it was such a wide shot. I'm like,
if I was sleeping with TJ Holmes, I would open that show putting some chapstick on as the camera came up. Put a little lip balm on. Good morning. Welcome to GMA 3.
Right? That's what I'm saying. That's what we're looking for.
Pardon me while I put my lip balm on.
Oh, my God.
Because God gave with both hands with that young man.
Yes.
Well, he's our age, so yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He looks fantastic.
It doesn't
Why
mean
are
I
we
know, seriously.
Celebrating this? I feel a little guilty.
Oh, do wow. you? Oh,
well. Well, you know.
If the marriages were over,
yeah,
you know.
That's completely a yeah, different that's story. That's
a horse of a different color. Yeah. That's right. Speaking of a different situation, did you see Britney Spears' Instagram over the weekend?
What is that?
Oh, my God. It had to have been hacked, right? That's what everybody in the comments were saying.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Let me go to her this morning. Hold on a minute.
Is it still there? So,
well, let me. I'll just quickly tell everybody.
Yeah.
She was on Insta praising her sons, praising her sister.
Mm-hmm. Just putting up tons of posts.
Oh, like
she's inspiring and.
Oh no, they're still up.
Yeah.
There's the son's post, and then here's the Jamie Lynn. It's my birthday, but you're my heart, so I'm thinking about you. Congratulations on being so brave, inspiring, and showing guts and glory in your show. You ain't alone. If anyone knows what it feels like, I get it. My baby sister, I love you.
I feel like she's been doing the work.
Oh, God. Oh,
and
God.
It was her birthday, too. She just, it was on, Friday was her birthday. She turned 41.
Somebody had the best comment ever.
I read so many of them. I spent like an hour.
Nella Gonzalez, I don't know who it is, but she's real funny. She goes, I feel like I skipped a season.
I mean, honestly.
That is the best comment.
Yeah.
I skipped the season of the show. What did I miss?
I mean, at this point, is Jamie Lynn like eye rolling? Like, whatever.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. And then.
Oh, I don't. Maybe not, guys. Maybe there has been some work behind the scenes.
Maybe.
Well, that's very positive.
I know.
See it that way.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for her.
Me too.
Of course, we all are. It's just there is a big conspiracy that she still doesn't control her Instagram, and that
still
somebody I know with the initials BT says that all of those dancing videos are old that they post. Whoever it is that's controlling the Instagram. You guys are trying to figure out who BT is.
Oh, we know.
Oh, it's aluminum foil.
Yeah. We know who it is. I'm just thinking about his theory.
That's your next 8 years. Have fun, Don.
Oh, my God.
You're looking down the train in your next 8 years with aluminum foil on your head.
Oh, man. But I'm really, like, susceptible to, like, believing things like this. Like, I could probably be in a cult pretty quickly. So.
Oh, gosh. 12
like,
to 3
yes,
is going to be
more.
Real culty.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh. She wrote to her boys, to both my boys, I love you. I would die for you. Godspeed, my precious hearts. I would give anything just to touch your face. I send my love. Mama C. Touch his face.
Do they want their pictures on her Instagram, though? That was the thing that kind of shocked me. I was like, ooh, maybe they don't want you to put pictures of them up.
Yeah. Phil Jones believes Bradley Traynor. All the dance videos are old.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Something else to worry about.
Oh, no. Let's move on to the 7 o'clock hour.
That's right. When we come back, the Kennedy Awards, TV Talk, and sad news about Bones and No Bones.